LBC 97.3.
Angela Rippon.
Hello, and joining me in the studio this week, author Michael Dobbs, who finds himself in the rather unusual position of being judged for a possible prize with his latest novel, Winston's War, whilst sitting in judgment himself on the finalists of the Whitbread Book of the Year. Actress Paula Wilcox, forsaking the small screen, where she's well known for Man About the House, Footballer's Wives, Casualty, to mention just a few of her credits, to strutter stuff as the lead in Stephen Sondheim's Anyone Can Whistle at the Bridewell Theatre, while Michael Gibson is doing much the same, strutting, that is, at the Cambridge Theatre, where he's the star of the musical Our House. Andreas Kolatek is the man behind what's known as the Friday Night Skate. More of that in a moment. And Jenny Agutter, one of the celebrities who helped to launch the self-portrait campaign at the National Gallery this week. It's a campaign, Jenny, that's going over the whole country, asking people to do self-portraits of themselves, and they're all actually going to be shown in the National Portrait Gallery a little later on. What did you do? How did you present yourself?
Well, in fact, I was quite busy at the time, and I gave them a photograph that I'd taken of myself in the Australian outback.
Probably everybody in the studio with us today, Andreas included, has been photographed at some point, so we're all used to seeing ourselves as others see us. But let's just quickly go around the table. How, Michael, would you present yourself in a self-portrait, bearing in mind you can use any medium at all? I mean, that is the whole point of this exercise.
You can
write it, you can draw it, you can paint it, photograph it, video it, whatever you like.
If I had to draw it, it would be coal. I think something's very dark.
Andreas, how would you portray yourself? On rollerblades, presumably.
Well, I guess it would have to be a caricature. That's the first thing. And obviously purveying what's inside. So on the outside, maybe sophisticated exterior. On the inside, a baboon.
Well, there's honesty for you. Well, actually, I suppose
you have a blur of colour just going past, couldn't you?
Now, just before Christmas in the West End, I was doing some Christmas shopping, and suddenly the air was filled with the sound of rock music, and the bodies of some 100 or more rollerbladers went whizzing past, clearly having the time of their lives. It was apparently called the Friday Night Skate. I sort of stood on the pavement and thought, what is going on? Well, we're about to find out, because the man who launched the Friday Night Skate is Andreas Kolatek. He's with us in the studio. Andreas, it's now advertised in Time Out, even, as one of the sort of, one of the things to do on a Friday in London. What is the point of it?
To have fun, in a word.
Yeah.
We kicked it off in May 2001. 60 people turned up. We did a 2-hour jaunt around London, and that's now reached approaching 1,000 in the summer. So you can imagine the traffic.
Do they love you or hate you?
It depends which direction we're going. We tend to find more people are waving at us who are coming towards us as opposed to being stuck behind us.
Yeah.
But we issue routes out on the website. We even get in touch with taxi ranks and let them know where we're going so they can avoid us. It's minimal, to be honest. You'd be maybe 5 minutes on your journey.
Mm.
By the way, this isn't the only one that happens in Europe. There are ones in Amsterdam, Munich, Paris. And if you're stuck in one of those, they can reach 30 to 40,000 on it on a Friday night.
How good a skater do you need to be to do something
like
this?
You've got to be able to stop. That's the most important thing.
It's pretty basic.
People think it's a skating lesson. You know, they see it in Time Out. They think, oh, fantastic, free event, turn up. We still see people turning up with skates in boxes, just bought them. And as a general rule, you've got to be skating more than 10 metres to keep up with us.
Mm.
It's the stopping, it's group awareness, but other than that, anyone can come. And it's not just the rollerblades. You can have the old-style roller skates too. We've had skateboards, scooters, and stray dog as well during this once.
Not with skates on his
absolutely
pads,
not,
though.
No.
How far do you go?
We do about 10 to 12 miles.
That's a heck of a hike.
It is. I wouldn't expect most beginner stroke intermediate skaters to do the whole skate, which is why we split the group, route up into three steps. We have a blue, red and black route. And at each route stage...
A bit like skiing.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We finish each stage at a tube station and unload.
So if people have had enough, they can take off the skates
absolutely,
and push off home.
We want to make it accessible to pretty much all kinds of levels.
But I mean, just tell me, are you literally just as a gang? I mean, they just kind of went whizzing past me in a blur. Are you sightseeing? Are you kind of taking them on a pretty route so they can see bits of London they wouldn't have seen otherwise? Or is it just, you know, let's get together with a gang and just skate around the streets of London?
Well, I think it's different things for different people. We get people coming along doing the skate and then going out clubbing afterwards. You get those who see it more of a social thing. And of course, we get a lot of tourists coming on the skate. We had groups from New York, Amsterdam, and southern Germany come along. And they thought it was a fantastic way to see London, and that's how they kicked off their weekend in the capital.
What a terrific idea. Do we all rollerblade here?
No,
we skate?
I'm far too clumsy. I mean, every time I come back from the slopes, I've got something in a sling or a crutch or something like that. So
we did do lessons.
I used to have a pair when I was younger, but I never really got into it such.
But this sounds like a great way of doing it,
actually. For a little while, and we used to skate up and down in Santa Monica, because that's just perfect. The weather's so good, too. But where do you go?
Oh, different route every week. This week, for example, we're going to be heading over to Fulham area. Tends to be a circular route. We've headed as far east as Tower Bridge, as far north as Camden, and as far south as Clapham.
And you go on a 10-mile route?
Yep, it's a designated route. We have a team of marshals who keep the skate together.
So it's all very well organised.
Oh, yeah,
now, what if people can't skate and they'd like to learn to skate? Because you organise skating lessons as well, so that people can get sufficiently proficient at this to be able to come and join you.
Yeah, we do. We've got two locations in London, in the city and in Victoria, where we teach absolute beginners to intermediates how to get rolling.
And if anybody wants to find out more, you've got a website, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Quickly tell us what it is.
It's www.cityskate.com.
And we will put that on our website as well. Now, there's something you can do on a Friday night that's a bit different.